Hey, Pittsburgh. Welcome to Trib Lives from the Newsroom, our podcast bringing you top stories from TribLive.com. In Pittsburgh, the city controller's investigation into a recent use of a P-card for a controversial payment has been stalled by the Ganey administration's continued lack of transparency. City Hall reporter for Trib Live, Julia Felton, is here to tell us what she's found. Hi, Julia.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for joining me. So, tell me about this situation. Can you lay out the basic issue?
Absolutely. So last week it came to light that City Controller Rachel Heisler had alerted council members that there was a P card or a city credit card that had been charged repeatedly over the last year to pay Mario Ashkar for work he was doing as a contractor, it appears, with City Farmers Markets. This came to light after Ashkar had been charged in an unrelated crime recently, and the controller received a tip that he was working as a contractor for the city, despite having previously been employed as a city employee less than a year before. And it raised some questions about whether it was appropriate to hire him on as a contractor in that kind of position, and also about the use of P cards, which are not supposed to be used for professional service payments like the ones that seem to be made to Ashkar.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Heisler. I'm the city controller.
Controller Heisler, can you tell us a little bit about how you uncovered this?
Sure. So on Friday afternoon, I received a phone call, an anonymous phone call, indicating that the person who had been arrested had previously had been an active contractor for the city of Pittsburgh and had previously been employed by the city of Pittsburgh. My primary questions at this point are, I'd like to see all paperwork that was submitted, invoices, copies of emails going back and forth, to just figure out how this person, the rumor is, and I will articulate that it's rumor that this person had been terminated from the city in December of 2022 in the special events office within the Department of Public Safety. How 5 months later did they come to be a contractor for the Department of City Parks for special events work if they were previously terminated within the last 6 months? That's a question I have. It appears in the initial paperwork that there was no application submitted to do this contracting work. I can't find a formal job description. I haven't seen anything with hours, but also P-card training, and it's our belief that the person who facilitated this transaction had actually received P-card training in the month of January. And in January, P-cards were processed that were paying this person for professional services, and obviously subsequently February, March, April, and May.
Okay. The main issue that we are starting with is a lack of transparency and a refusal to cooperate and share records from the Ganey administration. Can you tell me about how this has stalled Heisler?
Rachel Heisler, as the city controller, is the top financial watchdog for the city. The controller's office does a lot of audits for things like this. And so last week, she requested that the administration provide documents regarding Ashkar's payments and the use of P cards and certain communications around that. And the Ganey administration on Friday decided not to provide her with any of those documents, which leaves her unable to do a full investigation, as the controller's office receives only limited information regarding P cards. So the administration is having a different entity investigate, but they're not cooperating with the independent investigation that Controller Heisler wanted to launch. And by blocking those documents from getting to her office, it's a little bit unclear as to where she's going to go from there, and she'll probably need to go about other means to get the information that she needs.
Okay. So this is something that I know we have, outside of the podcast, talked about before. As we start to dive into the specifics of this situation, tell me a little bit about the situation before this that brought it to the controller's attention.
So Mario Ashkar was charged by Pittsburgh police with ethnic intimidation crimes. That's unrelated to the P-card issue, obviously, but it launched this whole issue because somebody sent in an anonymous tip to Controller Heisler regarding concerns that he was working with the city after facing those charges. So because those charges brought this to light, Controller Heisler is now looking into whether this is a one-time incident or whether there could be other incidents like this. You know, there are a lot of questions, I guess, still left to be answered, but it all stemmed from those criminal charges that Mr. Ashkar faced.
Mm-hmm. So this is one of the first times that this specific situation is being investigated because of an unrelated event. But has this been investigated or sought out from this or other controllers before?
In 2019, former controller Mike Lamb did have an audit of the P-card system, and back then he mentioned that the controller's office didn't really have enough information to monitor and inspect P-card transactions to make sure that something anomalous like this couldn't happen. So these concerns have been on the table since at least 2019. It's really unclear whether the city took any steps to address those concerns after the 2019 audit, but I can say that still to this date, the information that is publicly provided and the information that is provided to City Council and the controller's office is vague and rather incomplete. And as Controller Heisler is telling us now, is still not enough for her to monitor and investigate as closely as she would like. Do know that some council members have voiced concerns that this particular incident would have only come to light because Ash Carr was charged with a crime. And so there are concerns that other people whose names aren't popping up in the news could also potentially be misusing the system, and we're just not aware of it.
Just brief discussion. I just want to say this has been going on since August. I think council has a lot of checks and balances in place. We do ask our budget office to give us critical analysis of some of the things that come through. I think we'll tighten some of those things up. But I do want to say that this was missed by every level of government, not just city council. It was missed by every office, including the controller's office, since August. So until somebody tipped us off. So I know that we need to tighten up some of our processes, and I hope that we do that in working with the controller and with the mayor's office. But I don't want to pretend that there's not some, we can't perceive anything, that every single thing that's going to happen. We try to. We try our best to make sure that we're, you know, putting everything in place to be very mindful stewards of the public's dollars. But sometimes if people have a propensity to do something that's not right, or if there's a mistake, people are going to make mistakes. I really would like to get to the bottom of this to make sure that this is not the tip of an iceberg and that this is the end of everything.
So back to this specific situation, it was earlier reported that Ashgar was paid almost $23,000. Yes?
Yes, that is correct.
So I want you to help me lay out the series of events between when these payments happened, when, and why it wasn't caught earlier.
Absolutely. So Mario Ashkar had worked as a city employee as recently as August 2022, and then he was allegedly terminated sometime after that. And then he started working for the city as a contractor in June of last year, so less than a year later. From June until just very recently, he was getting these P-card payments, which, as you mentioned, totaled $23,000, roughly. And it was not until after he had been charged with the ethnic intimidation crimes late last month that there was kind of a warning bell sounded, at which point Controller Heisler, a little over a week ago, alerted council members that this was a concern, encouraged them last week not to approve a $1,200 payment to Ashkar that was on their agenda last Wednesday. Council did not approve that payment last Wednesday.
Motion to delete line item under Parks and Recs, which is a payment to PayPal Princess JAF in the amount of $1,200.
Second.
Second.
It's a little unclear as to how this was able to slide for about a year without anybody noticing it, but it seems that it's a lack of detailed reporting that led to this. The information on the P-card report that council sees before they vote on these P-cards each week and that the public can access, they're very, very vague. So in the case of Mario Ashkar, the payment is just showing that it's going to Princess Jafar, which is his PayPal handle. And even at that, it cuts off the full username because of a character limit. So, I mean, they're very vague.
Okay.
And I think that that's how it kind of sneaks under the radar.
You said that Heisler alerted the city council of these payments. Let's talk a little bit about the P-cards themselves. Mm-hmm. How many of them are there out there, and how do they work?
So we don't know exactly the number of P-cards that the city has, but we know that at least each department has at least one, and there are 19 departments and offices in the city. So we can assume at least 19, probably even more than that. Charges of up to $5,000 can be charged on a P-card. These are meant to be for more minor expenses like subscription services, food to cater meetings or events. Some offices use them to sign up for conferences and things like that. So they're typically fairly small and innocuous payments. They come before council every week for approval, but they are not allowed to be used for professional services, which seems to be what Mario Ashkar was getting paid for using the P-cards.
Now, something I saw in your story was that by the time it gets to the council to be approved or non-approved, the money has already been deposited. Can you tell me a little bit about that specifically in this case?
Right. So City Council Budget Director Peter McDevitt tells us that by the time these expenses come to council, they've already been spent. They've already been charged to the card. So in this case, he tells us that Mario Ashkar would have already received the $1,200 that City Council voted against last week. So because it's charged to a card, that payment goes through and then council approves it afterwards. And normally it's just a procedural vote. So normally they just approve everything that's been charged to the card and it's not really a big deal. But in this issue, since the city does not actually want to continue paying Ashkar, that's a problem that he's already been paid.
Mm-hmm. Does this situation kind of point to like a, not pointlessness, but a little bit less concrete in the way that the approval system works?
Even in speaking with a lot of officials, I'm hearing confusion from them as to how the P cards work, even though they are responsible for approving pay card expenses.
And again, please, anybody correct me if I'm wrong, but we pay by invoice, we pay by P card. A P card is a faster way to pay. That's like paying with a credit card. You get paid up front, right? In this case, it was through PayPal. But in this case, with the work that this individual was doing, it was like monthly work that really should have been invoiced, not paid via P card. So that is where the mistake
was. So for example, in this instance, we believe that this Visa card has already paid out to Mario Ashkar this $1,200, then council votes against it. And it's kind of unclear as to what happens next. From what I can tell, it appears that, the city council last week just voted not to pay that $1,200 portion of essentially their credit card bill. So I have not yet gotten a clear answer as to how that gets paid or when that gets paid or what the next steps are to rectify that problem.
Okay, thank you. So the Ganey administration decided after the investigation was brought to them that they weren't going to share their records or reports with the city controller. But the city controller also found out something else that was troubling to her. Can you tell us what that was?
Yeah, so the city controller also raised concerns about this issue potentially violating some state ethics laws.
Also, this person did previously work for the city for about 6 months, I think, in special events.
State ethics laws say that a city employee cannot be rehired on as a contractor for the same public entity less than a year after they stopped being a city employee. So in Mario Ashkar's case, right, he stops being a city employee in August of 2022 and then comes back on as a contractor in June of the next year. That does not allow a full year to elapse. The Ganey administration is saying that because of the nature of his positions, they don't believe that this is a violation of state law. Controller Heisler has not accused anyone of wrongdoing. She's not naming specific people that she thinks is wrong in this or saying that any crime was committed, but she's just raising the alarm that this action seems to be a red flag, that maybe it could violate the state ethics law and internal P-card policies and things like that. So she's just trying to bring that to the forefront. It's unclear at this point whether the state ethics board might be looking at this, but she had mentioned the potential of a state investigation.
Okay. So just to clarify, there were two violations that the controller brought up. First, that the use of the P cards was a violation of their rules. And the second was what could be viewed as muddy ethics behind the hiring of Ashkar. Another thing that we see from your story is that by Ganey's administration's own admission, they've known about the issue surrounding these payments for about 4 weeks prior to when the controller brought it up to them, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Since they decided not to cooperate, what is the Ganey administration going to do about the situation and how are they handling it?
So the Ganey administration declined to cooperate with Controller Heisler's inquiry, but they are launching an investigation through their Office of Municipal Investigations, or OMI.
And so the next steps, my understanding, the next steps are the administration is going to identify whoever it was who, was making these payments and then maybe do some kind of training to make sure that it's clear for all staff, like when you do an invoice, when you do a P card.
It is unclear what an OMI investigation entails. It is unclear what information the administration and the Department of Parks and Recreation, which is the department that has been making these P card payments, it's unclear what they will provide to the office. It is unclear when we could hear a result of the OMI investigation or what, if any of that, will be made public. I actually just spoke with Mayor Ganey about this yesterday, and he acknowledged that even he was not sure of the inner workings of an OMI investigation. So there are a lot of unanswered questions about those next steps, but there is an internal investigation through OMI being launched.
Okay. OMI, or the Office of Municipal Investigations, is a office that reports to the administrative officer, Lisa Frank, who is a top official in the mayor's office. Yes?
Correct.
It's also made clear that this office works solely as a fact finder and cannot impose disciplinary decisions.
Right. So Maria Montano, a spokesperson for the mayor, said that there has been standard disciplinary action taken separately of this investigation against some Parks and Rec folks who are involved in this. She will not specify who they are or what the disciplinary action is, but that's separate. The OMI investigation cannot directly result in disciplinary action. They're just going to report their findings to Lisa Frank, the chief operating and administrative officer in the Guinea administration.
Okay. So with the, again, lack of transparency, we on the outside cannot see any specified results or reports of what the process for this investigation is going to look like. What about on Heisler's end? What is going to happen with her investigation since there is no cooperation from the Ghanaian administration?
Last week, Controller Heisler said that she planned to still pursue this line of questioning just through other means, so she could file a right to know request, which is what we have done to get more information. I'm sure she has, you know, other folks that she's talking with to try to figure out more information and see what next steps could be. She has not specified since then what exactly her next steps are, but it sounds like she still plans to try to launch some sort of an inquiry in addition to the OMI investigation. The controller's office is completely separate from the mayor's administration. So I think that, you know, the thought there is this is a completely independent financial watchdog that does not have to report directly to the administration launching that investigation. That's not to say that OMI is not also able to launch an independent investigation, but, you know, I think just the thought is to have, you know, as many sets of eyes looking on it to see what exactly is going on there. I think her intention is to still move ahead.
Okay. Is this confrontation between a controversy and a lack of transparency and cooperation, does this happen often with our Pittsburgh officials? Is this something that we see commonly?
On the topic of P-cards specifically, as I mentioned earlier, there's been a transparency issue that has been noted since 2019. So specifically here, the administration has not seemingly provided additional information at the request of then Controller Michael Lamb's inquiry several years ago. But aside from P-cards and other realms, we also have been hearing some concerns from other officials that the Ghanaian administration does not cooperate with them or is not as transparent as they would like to be. The Ghanaian administration says that they communicate and over-communicate and that they want to be transparent. But then we hear from several city council members that they feel that the Ghanaian administration does not talk to them, does not collaborate with them, is not transparent with them. For example, a few months ago, there was a pot of money going towards affordable housing and homelessness issues, and some of the council members who had been really directly, closely involved in trying to address those issues were left out of conversations about how to allocate those dollars until it was kind of too late. And so that had raised concerns. Councilman Anthony Coghill and Councilwoman Deb Gross have been pitching an idea of tiny houses for homelessness.
I want to be clear that, you know, throughout the process, as the councilwoman just said, while we were meeting, presenting our homeless committee's plan, that was myself, Councilwoman Gross, Councilwoman Strasburger, and Councilman Wilson. Not one time did this administration share with us their plans to allocating this money. Now, for me, it's just a matter of respect, right? We're there talking about, you know, coming up with plans and concepts that we've spent over 8 months developing. And not one time did they say, oh, by the way, what about this money? You think this might help or help us out with this? Or at least have that conversation with us. So for me, that was an insult.
And, you know, the mayor's office has been very reluctant to pitch in at all as to their thoughts on that, or supposedly they have a separate zoning amendment that might work in tandem with that or instead of that, and they haven't released any of that information to the public or to the council members who are working on this issue. So this is not the first time that we've heard these kinds of concerns about the administration, but again, the administration is going to claim that they're being transparent and being forthright with the public by launching the OMI investigation.
Okay. As we're starting to wrap up, we don't really know what's going to happen to this money that's already been sent out, although it wasn't approved, correct?
Correct.
But we did see that there's a councilwoman that's hoping to meet with the mayor and the controller to see about some changes. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. So Councilwoman Erica Strasburger, who is the finance and law chair for City Council, she last week said that she wanted to meet with the controller's office and the mayor's office and other council members to discuss ways to ensure that something like this doesn't slip through the cracks again and to increase transparency in the wake of these concerns. So I am told that there are some internal PCARD policies and some internal PCARD reviews. She's talked about kind of daylighting that so that the public and the press and other officials could better see those processes and have better access to that information. She has said that there may be a need for reforming some of those policies and that she's open to discussing that. So I think that those conversations are probably still in their early stages. You know, this all only started to be discussed last week, but she is talking about potentially daylighting those issues. And as you mentioned, there are still a lot of questions that are unclear about how the payment works. So hopefully these conversations could bring to light some of those questions. You know, for example, what happens with the $1,200 that Ashkar has received that the city voted not to pay? There's like a 2019 policy that may or may not still be in effect that says the department director might have to pay that or the cardholder might have to pay that personally. But as of right now, all of that is a little bit unclear. So I think the hope is that these conversations could result in a more transparent process that answers some of those lingering questions for us and avoids potential problems like this in the future.
Okay. Julia, thank you for coming to help explain this issue and keeping us updated on it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
For these and more stories, visit triblive.com. I'm Zach Gibson, and this is From the Newsroom.